upholstered sewer, which quaintly enough and in fractured French was called Chez Harry. The spot was owned by a small-time hoodlum better known as Big Harry. I'd been trying to tie something on Harry for years, but with the aid of a very able shyster lawyer, Harry always beat the rap. To tell you the truth, I'd worked up a real good mad at this bum. So when a busboy who worked in this joint dropped me the word one night that there was a nice slip of a girl working there and afraid to quit because Big Harry was stuck on her,